And now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. Earth's forests are great carbon guzzlers, and you know they are crucial for biodiversity. But what happens when the person who owns the land the forest is on needs the trees for firewood? One solution being tried in countries like Costa Rica and Uganda is to pay the landowner to not cut down the trees. Sounds like agriculture. Can these programs work, or are there loopholes? Let me bring in my guest, Jaya Chandran, Dr. Seema Jaya Chandran, Associate Professor of Economics at Northwestern University. She's the lead author on a new research paper in the journal Science that explores how well these payments work. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Jaya Chandran.
Hi, Ira. It's great to be on your show.
Let's talk about it. What makes people, paying people, you know, such an attractive option here?
Yeah, like you said, the forests are storing a lot of carbon, so it would be great to keep them intact. But a lot of the forest is in developing countries, and a lot of where the deforestation is happening is by very poor people. So where in Uganda, you know, people are selling some trees to timber dealers or for charcoal, just to make ends meet. And so if we just ban them from cutting down their trees, we would be making poor people even worse off. And so the idea of paying them is that, you know, we can still get them to conserve, but we can offset that money they're losing by not being able to sell their trees. And so they're a little bit better off, and we got our conservation goal. And, you know, it's a lot of money to them, so we don't want to deprive them of that money. But when we think about it in global terms, it's not a lot of money, $50, $100, and so that could be a lot cheaper than some of our other options for reducing carbon emissions.
But Dr. Jaya Chandran, shouldn't we take for granted that paying people actually means more trees automatically?
I mean, yeah, you know, one view is that, like, this is a no-brainer. If you pay people, they'll do more of it. But, you know, there has been some skepticism about this approach. You mentioned, you know, Costa Rica, Mexico, some countries are doing it, and we just haven't known how well it works. And so, you know, kind of the bad of this is less that it's going to hurt the forest, and more that it might not make a big dent in it. And there are a couple reasons people have been skeptical. You know, one is that maybe a lot of the money we're paying people is really to people who would have conserved their forest anyway. You know, some people were going to conserve anyway. This program looks like a great deal to them. They're going to conserve. We're going to pay them. But they didn't change their behavior. We're not getting any extra forest cover. So the programs are only really making a dent in the problem if they attract people who would have been clearing their forest, but now because of the reward, they change their behavior and they keep it intact. And so that would be a case, you know, if we need to get a lot of that second category to really make this cost effective. And then there's a second concern people have had that's, you know, maybe a little bit more pernicious, which is that, you know, people will enroll and they'll follow the rules of the program and they'll conserve the forest on their land, but then they'll just go and take some trees from the government forest reserve. Or, you know, if you and I were neighbors in a village, Ira, I might say, okay, you sign up, I won't.
Right.
And then you can come cut your trees on my land and you'll get the money for complying and we'll split that money.
But your research showed that didn't happen, that people were good about this.
Exactly. So what we did is we said, okay, let's look what happens on the ground. And so we ran a randomized experiment in Uganda and looked at what happened in the villages with the program and compared what happened to deforestations and the ones without it. And we didn't see either of those problems. You know, the program was successful in attracting people across the board, some of the people who were going to conserve anyway, but also people who would have been deforesting and now they conserved. And we didn't see any of that shifting of deforestation in neighboring land.
That's great. This is a very interesting study. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Seema Jaya Chandran, Associate Professor of Economics at Northwestern University. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, NASA's first mission to test asteroid deflection. You heard it right. It is moving forward. Why this is a threat that we should be taking seriously. An asteroid hitting us, it's got to be one with our name on it, right? We'll talk about it after the break. Stay with us.